ever. My faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may change.
Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. This is IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
But never, my faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may chain both my hands, but never my soul, no, never. My soul, it's my voice.
Talking about the companions and followers of Imam al-Hussein is a really honor, and we have to talk about the different aspects of their personalities and behaviors and manners and characters. They had a very superior prestige and prestigious character, and these people, these companions, are very much important in the history. Not because they were killed for the sake of Allah the Almighty, but because they were martyred in a time where supporters were very few. While everyone and everybody, I mean general people, were after life and precious and enjoying themselves, the companions of Imam al-Hussein were, you know, strongers, and they were actually, to some extent, strangers to the society. And no one associates, you know, with them and nor agree with their path. And non-person of that society, you know, fears Allah the Almighty. So that's why these people became outstanding characters in the history. And the companions of Imam al-Hussein were particularized, you know, than other supporters, because they knew that they will be, you know, martyred and certain about not, you know, remaining alive. However, they went with their Imam, you know, looking after meeting Allah the Almighty. They were armored with their hearts over their, you know, armors. And these companions were constantly receiving good tidings of favor of what Allah the Almighty saved for them, and were, you know, competing each other's to martyrdoms, recommending each other's on their Imam, wishing if they got, you know, more than one body and soul to sacrifice to defend their truthful Imam and religion, which bloods shaded for, souls, you know, sacrificed for, eyes awakened for, and bodies, you know, tired for, so, and tried for. So to make the picture clearer of these heroes, I have to quote with a saying of Imam al-Hussein on their behalf, when Imam al-Hussein said, I swear by Allah the Almighty, I did not witness companions as my companions. So this is the true fact that Imam al-Hussein swears by Allah, as he doesn't ever tell a lie or to swear uselessly, nor to speak irrationally, nor to talk hazardly, because he is the infallible Imam who Allah the Almighty, you know, has created him as a pretense on people after his father and after his brother. Imam al-Hussein clarified the position of those, you know, companions, you know, even though his knowledge of the companions of his grandfather, you know, his father and his brother. Imam al-Hussein didn't say what he said only after he seen, you know, companions sold their physical life to buy the hereafter. Those companions gave their souls to the survival of the religion, separated from their families and children. You get satisfaction of the real beloved one. They hugged actually the sands of the plain of Karbala as they were actually hugging their lovers and their love. So they performed the ritual ablution with their blood, just to do prayers, you know, and also they faced the arrows with such a bravery that the history doesn't remember. And they certainly they had a strong determination to find the religion of Islam. Oh.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar.
The Imam of our time is the Hussein of our time. We've got to start feeling that we need to deal with that Imam of ours the way the people at the time of Imam al-Hussein should have, and they didn't, except for a small few. That needs to be our thought process on a regular basis, daily. There's a comparison or a parallel between us and the Imam of our time, and Imam al-Hussein and the people at that time, that sort of scares me every time I remember it and I realize it. And that is, the same way that the people at the time of Imam al-Hussein sent those letters for the Imam to come, begging him, asking him to come. According to some accounts, 12,000 letters, all right? When the Imam came, how many people showed up? The largest figure I have seen from many reliable sources, 130. 12,000 letters, 130. And 130 is actually inclusive of those who didn't write the letters, because they came with the Imam from Mecca. You exclude them, it's probably within maybe 20, 30 that came from Kufa. Every dua that you and I make when we ask our Imam to return, when we say Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, when we perform the dua Allahumma kulli waliyik or ilahi azum al-bala, that is very similar to the letters written to Imam al-Hussein at that time. But I'm afraid that if we don't start thinking about this, and we don't start considering ourselves in those circumstances, that if the Imam were to come, we would respond to him in a very similar way that the people of Kufa responded to him. And that is without exaggeration. I think, personally, the only reason why the Imam of our time is not with us is that reason.
Standing here alone, so far from home, a place where angels cry, while innocent children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry, ah, Hussein, ya Hussein.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. So, the companions and followers of Imam al-Hussein all fell to the ground and they got martyred. And what does these companions mean? Literally, all these great personalities and companions of Imam al-Hussein, you know, mean dignity, highness, prestige, eminence, pure selves, submitted hearts, tearful eyes, alive, you know, conscience, clear minds, strong faith, powerful strength, everlasting, you know, stability, knighthood, truth, faithfulness, loyalty, generosity, vision, intelligence, humility, honor, worship. They are the outstrippers, those who, you know, precede others, the outstrippers. So they were actually the best characters in the world and in the history, who remained loyal to their leaders and to their imam, even under very tough circumstances. They got killed for a higher cause. They knew there wouldn't be any return. They knew that the journey that they started will actually end in martyrdom. They knew everything. So these characters were morally very much and spiritually very much strong. And these companions of Imam al-Hussein, even their enemies, you know, praised them before their friend. When both sides got into a fight, these companions, you know, fought the enemies, fought the forces of falsehood like lions, and they were really brave, and there was no sign of cowardice in them. So the commander of the opposite and the forces of tyranny said, they are the people of mind, the knights of the country. So these two sentences show that how much these companions of Imam al-Hussein were outstanding even in the eyes of their enemies. They are actually the righteous and good people whom described by Imam al-Hussein when he said, I have never known any companions more loyal and more favorable than my companions are. So the companions of Imam al-Hussein were an example of heroism, you know, and no one else could actually reach the level for this reason. So it's important for us to remember this point, that the companions of Imam al-Hussein all died for a bigger cause and more important cause. And those features and characteristics made these companions everlasting in the history, and no one can reach the level that they are.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
That I may die, but you will keep on living. That you live on, even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the road you would walk. Your words live on, though you no sword, no arrow can pierce your armored shadow. Who can kill the tears that flow for Hussein? They thought you'd go there to die. What made you live has your Lord. They thought you'd be defeated. Your blood defeated the sword. I salute and I mourn the madid of Karbala, the sorrow of Zahra. I salute and mourn. I salute.